Today, I will reflect on how grieving has the potential to conquer evil. We all need to mourn because loss is an inevitable reality when it comes to our life here. Mourning oftentimes requires, though, that other people recognize our suffering. It is so important for communities to have a space in which they can mourn, in which they can grieve loss. All the more reason it becomes so tragic when people or when communities have no one that recognizes their affliction, their suffering, the experience of pain in their everyday lives. Even more troubling when a community of people lay the blame of suffering with those that are afflicted. In the book of Lamentations, we hear evocative and raw language of human suffering. The moment was at the time when the Jewish temple was destroyed and communities of people were laid waste, were taken off into exile. But what we read through the book of Lamentations is the way in which one person and then one community's lament of suffering begins to develop into a call for change, that their injustices will bring about greater justice. Mourning can be, for a community, an opportunity in which grief is transformed into solidarity. And I believe that we as a people, that we as a church, are the ones that listen to the cries of the poor, that hear those that are afflicted. And in a way, we too become a part of that chorus, pleading for God to remember His covenant and for justice to be reinstated within our communities. Grief, especially when it goes public, ends up conquering evil by creating greater bonds of love and of care and of solidarity among God's people. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you would like to receive these podcasts directly into your inbox, please sign up for our mailing list. And if you would like to support this podcast, then please consider becoming a member on Patreon.